At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Someone asked the internet, which WoW skill is secretly super easy to learn? And here's the list.
Okay.
Fire eating.
Oh.
Looks impressive and dangerous, but it's surprisingly easy. Now, is fire eating the same as fire spitting?
You tell me. I do not know. I feel like when I think of a fire eater, I think of the guy with the flaming torch and he puts it down his throat. That seems really wow.
Oh, that is. A fire eater can refer to an entertainer who performs the act of putting a flaming object into their mouth and extinguishing it, or a more aggressive, belligerent person. Okay, that's not what we're going for here.
Oh, but I see. Multiple.
Okay, so a fire eater. It's apparently very easy. You should try that, Sarah.
No.
Listening in a conversation.
Oh, that's not. Is that a wow, or is that just kind of what the other person's expecting?
Well, I think we all expect someone to be listening to us, but you find out very quickly that many people are not great at it.
No. A lot of people are waiting for you to take a breath. They don't know if you've ended your sentence or not.
I usually try to ask questions. That's my way of letting you know I'm engaged. If I ask you questions about what you're talking about, it keeps me like involved.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, if you're just going to do a speech, I'm just going to grab a blankie and have a power over here.
Mm-hmm.
But if we can, you know, go and have some,
right.
You know.
Needs to be some give and take.
Yeah. Folding a fitted sheet.
No, that don't bother. What's the name of that book? Life's Too Short to Fold Fitted Sheets. Just don't. Just roll it up.
What is her name? She redecorated my house.
Susan?
Lisa Quinn.
Oh.
Can you look that up? Lisa Quinn. I think she wrote the book, Life's Too Short to Fold Fitted Sheets.
Yeah. She's not wrong.
I just take all the elastic along the top so that the rest is hanging down, and then I fold it, and it's never a perfect square, but that's okay. It's fine.
Yeah. I take it by the tops of the corners. So it's like...
Yeah.
Not by the elastic...
Oh, the other side.
But it's got that stitch where the corner is. So I do it from there. If I'm bothering, mostly I just sort of go, this is good.
You nailed it, Lisa Quinn.
Well, she was in my house and did put a lot of time into it. Yeah. But that was
where the cup of sticks comes from.
16 years ago.
Easily, right?
This book is a crash course in Slacker Chic 101.
Oh.
That we'll have overextended women everywhere laughing out loud and throwing in the towel and the dish towel, that is.
You know, I had this thing.
And the tea towel?
Let me see if I can find it. I had this thing that says, hold on, let me find it, the title.
This seems like a good gift, like a good coffee table book.
Yeah, she was a good designer too. She did a really cute job on a very small budget in Vinny's living room.
Nice.
It was good.
Women are sharing the societal norms they stopped giving a bleep about after turning 30.
Oh.
Please, tell us, Vinny.
Well, there's a couple. I mean, there's some I'm just like, what? But here's one. Feeling like I was supposed to have kids and now I'm somehow a failure because I didn't find someone I wanted to be stuck with. It was the best decision. I never have to see my ex again and have no baby daddy drama.
Mm-hmm.
I have loads of friends and I do what I want when I want. Everyone around me is getting divorced, and some seem like they don't want the kids that they do have. Don't be pressured into something that doesn't feel right for you. Yeah, I'll tell you something. Pressuring someone to have kids or feeling pressured, that is too big a job to take on under pressure.
Mm.
You should want that. You should be into it. If you're not, don't do it.
Because you're not ready for it.
10 years down the road, you'll be like, Oh my gosh. I had a chance there to just decide for myself, and I never did.
Mm.
I just went with whatever the pressure was.
Pressure.
I've stopped making myself smaller so that others feel comfortable.
Oh.
Over the last 3 years,
let your light shine.
My professional life has grown and my position has improved. My coworkers aren't happy about it, and I do not care. I worked hard and I deserve where I'm at.
Oh.
Good for you.
Don't have to be a jerk about it.
I don't care what others think of me, and I've never felt so free. That's seriously.
That is a big one.
You need to find that one young. I've been talking to my oldest daughter about that recently as she's going through, she's growing, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
All in weird places. And it's the part of growing up. And I've been trying to explain to her, like, that kid that says that one thing better not control your whole life, because he was just being a jerk, probably because he likes you, which
that
makes no sense.
I know
that that's what's going on there. Mm. He's just an immature tweeb, and he just said whatever came out of his mouth because he didn't know how to say, I think you're really nice. You know what I mean?
I like you.
Yeah.
Oh.
On this list of things women say, they just, societal norms they've stopped giving a bleep about. This one's pretty fun. Decorating my house like a magazine. I'm just giving myself more stuff to clean. And I don't even like company.
Well, that person really
nailed it.
Yep.
I'm 35 and I dress for comfort, not style. I never wear heels and my bras don't have underwire.
Yeah.
I wear makeup once, maybe twice a week, max. All my underwear comes up to my belly button. I eat what I want and I drink what I want.
Mm. Well, I mean, take it easy. But... But it is very freeing when you're just like, who am I trying to impress?
Yep.
I'm already married. I don't need to impress that guy anymore.
Well, that's not right.
I know.
That isn't. Wait, what?
I'm with you.
That is not right.
Yeah.
You should try and impress John.
Yes.
Yeah.
You got to be like, want to see a new skill I learned? Want me to wow you?
Oh, yeah. Let me get back to that. What did I just do?
Stories. It's fine. I like this story too. Yeah. What were the other ones? I like how it goes from fire eating is not that hard to listen to other people when they're talking.
And then his example about listening was that, oh, well, if you talk too much, I'm not going to listen.
No. I said, make it a conversation, not a speech. Mm. That's what I meant. I don't know what I said because I'm just talking right now, you know, off the top of my head. But what I mean is, don't speech me. Let me talk to you. Give and take. That's what you got from that? If you talk too much, I'm going to ignore you? That's not what I meant.
We're not listening to you. We haven't learned that skill yet.
Speed reading.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. I'm pretty good at speed reading.
It's training your eyes to stop saying every word in your head.
Yes.
It took me about a month to get decent at it.
I would love to learn this.
Well, do this job for a while. You will. Because you just skim down and you look for words that matter.
Yeah, but then you're not, like, if you read a book like that.
No, I wouldn't read a book like that.
Okay.
But I also try not to say every word. I try not to keep going over the same sentence and stuff. I try to move it along. Just zip your eyes along and let the words hit you without having to say them in your head. I'm not awesome at it, but some people can just go right down a page.
Wow, skills that are super easy to learn. Solving a Rubik's Cube. Moonwalking.
Oh, yeah, I used to know how to moonwalk.
You can learn 4 or 5 chords on the guitar and play a ton of songs.
That is true.
That is true.
Yep.
But that's... You're a fraud, though, just so you know.
Are you?
Yeah,
or are you
absolutely
playing all the songs at the party?
And Owen Wilson.
I mean, you know, if I learn 4 chords and I can play all the songs, then
yeah,
yay me.
Maddie's out, so you have to kick up your annoying knock.
An Owen Wilson impression.
Oh. Well, what does that sound like?
Like that. Juggling 3 balls looks impressive, but you can learn it in a weekend.
I have spent hours trying to learn how to juggle, and I can do one juggle successfully.
Why can't you just keep doing it?
Because it's all about where you throw. Mm-hmm. You have to throw it in just place that it comes back down where you need it.
Yeah, I learned this. I haven't practiced it in a while, but I wanted to learn it. There were a couple things on my list, which include whistling, and I can't do that. But
yeah,
juggling,
I always wanted to be able to do the fingers.
If you do it
mouth.
Up against the wall, then at least you don't throw the ball out. It stays. You have a boundary.
Oh.
So you do it like this, right up against the wall.
And then it makes your hands go to the right. I know the mustache is fantastic. It's that 70s porn stash.
Knots.
Oh. I have one of those knot boards, you know, where you're supposed to learn all the knots. It has like the knots are tied and then there's rope that comes with it. I gave it to John a few years ago, but it's so it hangs around the house, you know.
Oh.
And there's all these great knots and like you're like, okay, and then you do this and then you do this and then you're like, you pull on the knot to see if it and then the whole thing just comes apart.
Wow, skills that are easy to learn. I've never heard of this or seen this.
Okay.
Splitting an apple in half with your bare hands.
Oh. That's a good one.
Is it? Have you ever seen it done?
No, never have.
Two ex-NASA engineers just created...
Well, the click went to a video you may have noticed, so...
What did those two ex-NASA engineers discover? Yeah. You know what I think is a good wow thing? And I only know this because my friend Pat went, oh, what just happened? When you take a head of iceberg lettuce, find the flat side where they've cut it off the thing, and smack it on the... You smack it on the counter and then you pull the whole core out and then you don't, then now your water, you can fill that with water and clean the lettuce and then peel off clean lettuce leaves.
What are you talking about?
Well, you know how when you buy a head of iceberg lettuce?
Yes.
And it's a big round head.
And there's the bottom at
there's
the
bottom
where they cut it.
Where they've cut it. You take the head of lettuce in your hands, make sure the bottom is flat and smack it on the countertop.
And you don't throw it.
No, you hold it in your hands.
You hold it in your hands and smack it.
Hard. You hold it.
Really
it
hard.
Yes. And then it breaks everything off the core. You pull the core and the whole core comes out.
And all then, that janky.
All of it. And then you take the head of lettuce, you turn it over. Now there's a hole in it because it actually looks like a cone. It's unbelievable. And then you fill it with water and until it starts, the water starts pouring out of between the leaves.
This is a known thing.
To me. My mom used to do it that way.
Wow.
Do you
right,
know it?
Right? See?
No. Who buys
neither.
Iceberg lettuce anymore?
Oh my
it's
God,
so 2010.
It's the best. I love iceberg lettuce.
Have you had butter lettuce?
I have.
Butter lettuce is much better in
no,
terms of
it's
lettuce.
No, it's not. I like lettuce that has some tooth to it, not just like this flat. Like
for tacos, I want iceberg.
Mm-hmm. That's fair,
everything
though.
Else, I want any
for
other
Greek
brand.
Salad, I want to have iceberg lettuce, and we always eat Greek salad, so...
Lock picking is on the list. Learning the sky is on the list.
Oh, that is kind of
magic,
cool.
Especially card tricks. And at number one is origami. Mm. That's not a wow. Origami's no wow. Get out of here.
Well, it can be a wow, but you have to know more than just that stork or swan or whatever the hell it is that they make.
Oh, someone also said on that list that I skipped balloon animals. Did I say that?
Oh,
that's also.
I don't know.
You know what? You pull out balloon animals and start doing them, unless
like,
there's
we,
little
the
kids
fair?
Around. Yeah,
right.
There's no, like, you're. Mm.
And I picture the guy, he looks like Gallagher, you know, and he's there, he's like in a dumb outfit with a bowler hat, and he's definitely a creep. Hey, kitty, I made your dachshund. Thanks, mister.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.